Now, before the vote was taken, Councilmember Joe Trigg asked for some clarification on whether or not the city is required to raise the tax rate. Here is his exchange with Councilmember Wendell Honeycutt.
Someone said that we were told we have to do this. Brad or somebody, I clarify that.
It is a formula that Brad provides to us to tell us what rate we should set it for. We are not required by law to do that. It is strongly, strongly suggested we do it. If we fail to set the rate as high as what the formula says we should, in other words, if we set it at 173 instead of 174, then that makes it harder for us to go in and ask for help if the city should need help because they'll say we're not maintaining our taxes properly. So this is a prescribed rate by the Brad area.
I'll accept a motion to accept.
WCLU News reached out to Brad's executive director, Eric Sexton, who said that Brad has no authority to recommend specific tax calculations. He did say that recently Brad had forwarded guidance to member governments from the Department for Local Government on property tax calculations. Brad can assist local governments navigate the state-provided forms, but Sexton said they have not received any request or provided for any technical assistance for the city of Glasgow on this matter. The rate was set at .174 per $100 on real property, .176 per $100 on personal property. Now, at last month's council meeting, Councilmember Trigg told the council that he had heard from several people in the community saying their electric bills had increased under EPB's new rate structure and asked if someone from the EPB could come to the next council meeting. Here is that request from the last meeting. Now, after some back and forth with the mayor asking for the past 60 days of information from the EPB be sent to the council members, Councilmember Gauntz asked for clarification on whether or not someone from the EPB would be at the next meeting.
I only have come, or we'll ask her to. Is that what we decided just now? Okay, all right. I wasn't sure.
Now, fast forward to last night's council meeting, and no one from the EPB was on the agenda or in attendance. Councilmember Gauntz brought up the issue again and was quickly shot down by Mayor Armstrong.
Mayor, can I ask a question? I'd probably bounce this over to you, but I was thinking somebody from Electric Plant Board was going to be here. I know we got some stuff in our packet from the...
No, you were just asked for the information, so you got it in your packet.
Okay, I thought he asked for somebody to be here.
Well, to have somebody explain those meetings, I don't know who we would have gotten, but you have the minutes from the last three meetings, so that ought to be more than enough to explain what you were looking for. Does anybody have a problem with that?
We don't understand. Can somebody come explain to us?
No. You're on the Farmers Rural Electric, but you should understand the Electric Plant Board's minutes. You've been to a lot of the meetings.
In other business, the council decided to have trick-or-treating on Sunday, October 31st, from 4:30 to 7. They did reserve the right to change the date. With WCLU Local News, I'm Angela Briggs.